We're back in a moment to talk about ways that you can get organized if you have failed in your resolutions to do so to date. We're at 25 minutes before the hour, and you're tuned to Hearsay. We're live each Monday through Thursday from 89.5 WHRV, Public Radio for Hampton Roads. Welcome back. It's 25 minutes before the hour. We're happy to have with us today Scott Rohwer, who's the president of the Washington, D.C. Metro Chapter of the National Association of Professional Organizers, and he owns a company called, not surprisingly, Solutions by Scott. Scott Rohwer, thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
How did you come by this line of work? I mean, did you just, when you were 18, you went to college and you said to your parents, accountant, lawyer, maybe? No, I'd like to go organize people.
Well, actually, I was a teacher. I was a music teacher for 7 years and moved to Washington just to try a new place in life, and was shocked by the cost of living change from the Midwest. So in my efforts of looking for a part-time job, I had been helping some friends around their home, and they said, you know, people would pay you to do this. So about 4 years ago, I started doing some research, and sure enough, people do hire professional organizers to bring someone in to help them that they're not with something they're not necessarily good with.
And you must have some specific gifts that your friends saw in the course of doing this. So for people who are not, let us say, naturally inclined to be organized, what would you say are the gifts that you and people like you have that can be brought to bear on this problem?
Well, because we work with so many different people who have different types of, you know, organizing challenges, we often have many different solutions that if the traditional filing cabinet and sticking paper in and being able to find it again solution doesn't work for them, we have, you know, all the tricks in our bag that we can pull out and use with them to help them find a new strategy. I have a background in education, so I know various different adult learning styles. So my goal is to not come in and fluff someone's house and make it look good so we could take a picture and then leave. My goal is to teach that process of organizing so they can develop the skills and take them and use them in life so they can then teach their children and live, you know, a more organized life in their workforce and at home. So we bring as many things as we can to them that can help them get organized.
Scott Rohwer is our guest today. He's the president of the D.C. Metro Chapter of the National Association of Professional Organizers. If you are an unprofessional, disorganized person, you can give us a call at 440-2665 or 1-800-940-2240. And if you don't think this plays a role in your life, I want you just to stop for a moment and think about the numbers of times that you have misplaced paper or documents that you needed or clothing that you needed or car keys or any of the rest of the things that you require to run your life on a day-to-day basis. And Scott, I'm just sort of intrigued by that idea, because if you really did trace back a lot of the time wasters in our lives, then it really does seem like it hits us in more ways than we might ordinarily think of when we just look at a messy sock drawer.
Yeah, just the simple fact of being able to save money by being more organized. For example, shopping. When you go to the grocery store, you're not buying all the multiple jars of peanut butter and jelly, because simply you have them in your cabinet, but they're, you know, not behind all the other food. And when you go to Costco or one of the big warehouse type stores, you know, all those bulk products fill your pantry and therefore you lose items.
Yeah, it's a great
clothes.
Point.
Clothes. How many pairs of, you know, great black pants does a woman or a man need to have in their wardrobe?
Well, if it was my mother-in-law, 32, I count. That's true. I count.
Well, and hopefully she, you know, has enough shoes to match.
But there you go.
All of those things that we overbuy because we can't find or we think we need another one, it's amazing the cost savings, as well as even just paying your bills on time.
Yeah, it's a great point.
Those $35 late charges that hit when your credit card bill is, you know, not sent in on time really do add up. So the cost savings is amazing.
So you can help people harness the power of the web, harness the power of organizational strategies, and all of that sort of thing to make their lives easier. We're at 440-2665 or 1-800-940-2240. Those are the numbers where you can join us today. Maybe you have a particular organizational challenge. Maybe you have tried everything you can think of to process the paper that comes into your home and what was supposed to have been a paperless society. Well, I think we know how that went, didn't we? So we'd love to hear from you at 440-2665 or 1-800-940-2240. There are five top client groups that people from the National Association of Professional Organizers work with, and they are individuals at home, home-based businesses, small business owners, individuals at their jobs, and executives. And so, you know, you can imagine that pretty much cuts across the demographic specter there. 440-2665 or 1-800-940-2240. I will honestly and frankly admit to you that I found five bottles of ketchup in my pantry when I organized it all and worked it all out. It's true. I mean, nobody needs five bottles of ketchup. I'm sorry. So I think I have enough ketchup to get me through 07. No question about it. All right, there we go. Scott Rower is our guest today, and he is a professional organizer. So, Scott, what do you think? I think paper is the one thing that a lot of people get really, really worked up about. You know, the paper that comes into your house, and some of it's important and some of it's not, but yet we still seem to be bombarded by it. What are some great strategies you have for helping us organize that part of our lives?
Well, one of the things to remember about paper is it's not something you're just going to be able to scoop up and toss. And hopefully, if you bring someone in to assist you, they're not going to make that suggestion because, as you just said, there's something that's in there that's going to be important. For the main thing that backs up with paper is your daily mail. And it's making a commitment that I'm going to open my mail every single day. And the biggest trick when you're opening your mail to keep it downsized and not have all those envelopes stack up and all the catalogs is simply open it by your recycle bin or your trash can and your shredder. So when you open an envelope and you see something shiny and glossy, well, obviously, that's probably an advertisement because bills are plain and boring. You can toss that, the glossy advertisement immediately into the trash instead of setting it on your desk.
Yeah, that's a good point. And probably safer, too, when you consider the number of credit card offers you probably get that they say people really ought to shred anyway.
Definitely. If you have a decent shredder, you should be able to stick that entire envelope right into the shredder and destroy all of it at once.
Wow. That just sounds fun. Wayne's on the line from Virginia Beach. Hi, Wayne. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just wondering if you've taken into the consideration the right brain and left brain differences in how people process the information.
It's a great question.
You know, because I'm an artist, and I'm very far out on the right brain side. And I have my own systems, you know, so even though they might not seem logical to someone else.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you have your piles and you know what's in them. Thank you very much,
exactly.
Wayne. Yeah, I hear you.
And piles are definitely a system of organization. And what's important to remember is there's not one proper or right way to do it. And the look of your place does not mean necessarily how you are organized. For some people, they have to see everything, and it has to be out, and it has to be in a system that they can find it. When people stick stuff in a drawer, it often disappears, and they never see it again. So if you're working with the right side of your brain and the creative side, and you have found something that works for you, perfect. Keep it. It's not broken. Don't try to fix it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Wayne. It's a great question, because I was reading a book one time about organizing by sort of personality type.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying this exact same thing that Wayne was saying, that for people who need to have things, and I'm one of those people, I have to have everything out around me, because if it gets in a file drawer, forget about it. It's just not coming out. But they were saying that for people like that, one of the things that works really well is to put hooks on the wall for your clothes and that sort of thing, because that kind of person is just going to do better with a hook that they can just stick something up on a wall or in a closet. That process is just going to be easier for them to take on.
Exactly. You know, some people love the fact that they can close doors on a cabinet and not look at the contents. Other people, they want to be able to just walk up and stick something on a shelf and walk away and not have to open the lid of a container and put it inside and then shut the container and shut the doors.
Yeah.
So you need to work with your styles, and hopefully a professional organizer or someone you might be working with can notice habits around your home. I mentioned the mail, and if I went into someone's home and saw mail sitting on their sofa and a pile of it sitting on the floor, well, I might suggest that they get a basket or even a small trash can to put by their sofa, so as they do open their mail on their couch, they can throw it right away right then.
Oh, yeah. So you're not trying to, it sounds like you're trying to harness people's sort of basic instincts and just make them a little more efficient about things.
Yeah. The goal is to work with their habits, not against them. Now, granted, there are some things that might be better to change. And, mm-hmm. you know, those are one of the tricks in our bag, and we can make suggestions on ways to adapt their habits that will make them more efficient. And if they agree, yes, this habit is not working, I do need to change it, then, you know, we have lots of different suggestions.
You know, it's interesting. I heard someone who was thinking about working with a professional organizer once say, you know, I'm really worried that the organizer is going to come in and just tell me I have to throw my stuff away. And I had to remind this person that you are, after all, the customer. You know, I mean, you don't have to do anything anybody tells you to do. But is that's not what professional organizers do. They can help you throw things away that need to be thrown away, but a professional organizer is not going to walk into your house and tell you you need to throw that away and throw that away and throw that away, right?
No, definitely not at all. We're going to, you know, try to, if it's something that needs to be downsized, you know, you can only fit so many things on a shelf.
Right.
And if you live in a space that is limited in size, you know, the contents that you have, it needs to fit. So not necessarily. We're not going to come in and say this has to go and this has to go because there are things that are important that you want to keep in your life, especially if they're sentimental. So the things that we're going to suggest are you're going to have in your life are things that are going to save you money, things that are going to save you time, and things that are fulfilling to you in your life.
Great point.
If those things are not fitting in one of those categories, then we might try to help you find an alternative use for them. For example, you might be able to give it to a family member, and they could keep that family heirloom instead of you because you don't necessarily have the room. Or if it's something that you like and you want to have that memory and keep it in your heart, well, we believe you should do that. However, sticking in the back of your closet is not meeting that need. So we could take a photo of it and make an album of the things that you love in your life but don't necessarily have physical space for.
Tell the truth, Scott. Do you ever go home and just say, that was the ugliest thing I ever saw. I can't believe that client wants to keep it.
Well, we're all entitled to our own personal opinions. So the one thing that people need to remember is when someone goes into your home to work with you, we're not going to make judgment calls. Everybody's different. Everybody's going to face different challenges in their life, and we're not there to judge them. We're there to offer alternatives and to assist them to make their life easier.
Francine's on the line from Newport News. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Actually, I had a question about, I'm very famous. My husband used to say that I have these magical drawers in the house because I make everything disappear. I love to put things away. I open the drawer and I put the mail right there straight away. And I don't know all the way to do this because I don't like to see the mail there. And he doesn't open the mail that often, so I
so you've
know.
Got drawers that are just stuffed full of stuff. Is it mail or is it clothes?
It is actually mail.
Mail?
Mail. I mean,
yeah.
Usually I take the most important things. I see the bank account, stuff like that.
Sure.
I keep, put it straight on his desk.
Yeah.
And everything else I put in the drawer. But why do we make this furniture that we have those drawers and it was meant to put those things inside, but why we don't really... I mean, why it's a magical draw now? Why I make things disappear and I never,
yeah.
I mean, we forget about it.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, Francine, and I suppose some of it is human nature where we just like to see things out of sight, out of mind. I guess that's a piece. That's certainly the strategy that I employ, actually. So, you know, there's something kind of nice about sweeping things into a drawer now and then. But boy, Scott, that can really get you in trouble if you put something important in the drawer and just get rid of it.
Definitely, and so many pieces of furniture have really deep drawers, so I call them the bottom pit.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you just start throwing those bank statements in there, well, you know, 2 years later, they're going to really be backing up on you. So if it's what you like, but it's not necessarily that something that works for your husband, try to work together and see if you can figure out what part of having it out does he like and what part of it do you like about having it put away, and see if you can come up with a happy medium.
Yeah.
Try both ways. Try his way and then try your way and see if maybe you really can live with it, and it's not as bad as you may think.
And then you can tell them that your way is better. I'm kidding. Scott Rohr, I'm really appreciating your being with us today. I love the fact that there is an organization called the National Study Group on Chronic Disorganization. I'm kind of amazed at that, but there you have it. If you want to know more about Scott, you can check him out at solutionsbyscott.com. He's in the D.C. area, but there is also this National Association of Professional Organizers, which could probably, I'm guessing, Scott, direct you to people right here in this community who might be able to help people if they have issues.
Sure. They can visit NAPO.net, mm-hmm. which is the National Association's website.
Is it .net or .org? Just
it's
checking.
.net.
Okay.
And there's a tab that says public. And if they click on that, put in and link to find an organizer. By zip code, they can search for someone in their area who has a specialty that matches their needs.
Wow, that's great.
For example, if you needed to have your closet done, you could put your zip code in, find an organizer within 20 miles who does closets. And all of the members of the National Association of Professional Organizers who do closets within 20 miles appear on your screen.
I'm shocked that there are any, but I'm sure that there are some.
There are quite a few in the Hampton Roads area.
All right. Well, listen, Scott, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
My pleasure, and I wish everyone, good luck in achieving that get organized resolution for the new year.
I hear you. Scott Rohr is the president of the D.C. Metro chapter of the National Association of Professional Organizers. He's the owner of his own company called Solutions by Scott, and you can learn more at solutionsbyscott.com. And look, here's the thing. If you're not squared away on this whole resolution by now, it's time to call in a professional, I think. And maybe you can avoid having 5 jars of ketchup in your pantry. That's possible. It's 8 minutes before the hour, and we're back in just a moment.